we are here because we want really to see what is happening on the HIV/AIDS front. And it has been very encouraging to see that a lot of progress has been made in terms of putting more people on treatment, in terms of reducing the number of babies born with HIV, and also trying to decentralize completely the program. We have been having a very good discussion with government, with civil society today, to understand what are the barriers, the challenges, and how we can help to remove them.
You had a meeting earlier with the Minister of Health in Tanzania. What is the outcome?
She said that the key population and vulnerable groups need to be reached with our services. Information should be given to anyone to protect himself. And if you need a life-saving medicine, you need to have access to life-saving medicine. And we also focus on adolescent girls. You know, adolescent are critical for us. We cannot win the epidemic against the epidemic in this country if we don't reach adolescents.
In your meeting with the UN country management team, was there any specific message that you wanted to clearly reach out to all the 23 UN agencies in Tanzania?
They need really to pay attention to issues of social justice, helping countries to have a plan for sustaining their gain, making sure that the 7% economic growth is redistributed so it can reach people where they are. And I think the agenda of more transparency, accountability, efficiency with equity base is where UN can bring a lot.
And as the chief executive director of UNAIDS Global, and looking at the Agenda 2030, where are we now?
For the first time, we have more people on treatment than people waiting for treatment. For the first time, including Tanzania, we are reaching the tipping point. I said less new infection than people newly put on treatment. So we are seeing great, great progress, but it is not over. We have, we still have 17 million people waiting for treatment, and we need to really put the prevention at the center of our approach.
Are you worried that an increasing number of people who are using antiretroviral drugs are not using the drugs as effectively as they used to?
I think I am more scared, about complacency, because I think people could become complacent because they feel that AIDS is over, and then they can reduce resources, and if we have a reduction on resources, we can have a rebound of an epidemic. But I don't think that people are stopping their treatment because they know exactly when they stop what is happening to their body.
The African continent has really been the continent that has borne the burden in terms of the HIV/AIDS epidemic. What is the situation now compared to other continents? Are we still lagging behind in terms of awareness, access to treatment, is there another continent that you
I
would
think
say?
Africa is a success story today. Africa has been able to demonstrate that we can break conspiracy of silence, that we can really increase the number of people put on treatment. Today we have the biggest treatment program in South Africa, 4 million people on treatment. We are seeing a success story in Swaziland. And who could have believed the prevalence was 36% few years back? Who could have believed that Swaziland would have reached 90, and they can suppress the viral load, the activity of the virus in the blood, better than in US?
There's Kenya that is on the trial. It's one of the countries that is doing the trial drug, is it?
I think one of the best trial we have today in vaccine is happening in South Africa. So the drugs...
Are you planning to spread that to other African countries in Eastern Africa?
I think they are waiting for the report and see exactly what will be coming. But the new drugs which we have been able to negotiate with Kenya and South Africa, which is a very effective drug, is the first-line medicine which are used just on developed world, are now being approved for 90 other countries. So, and the price is $75 and is the best first-line medicine we have in the world today.
How about funding for HIV and AIDS globally? Is it?
I think globally we still had this gap of $7 billion. So it's important for us to start thinking about sustainability in Africa. Today, most of our people who are on treatment or on treatment because Global Fund money or PEPFAR money. So it's important that countries after countries develop a sustainability transition plan. And that is one of the issues we have been discussing also in Tanzania because sustainability is a critical issue.